Hey there, friends and new friends. My name is Heather Keys, and I'm a marketing and social media strategist that helps entrepreneurs show up consistently in their business. I am also the founder of Cosmos Collective, where you'll find daily inspiration, motivation, and encouragement from myself and over 800 members. You'll also find monthly challenges, free weekly marketing and social media educational webinars, plus access to The Hive. The Hive is a monthly membership that offers you access to an incredible hub filled with marketing and social media education and content for your business. Be sure to also keep an eye out for The Hive quarterly workshops, where I'll be bringing together a knockout group of amazing speakers and educators to help support you through your entrepreneur journey. Are you feeling the burnout of being an entrepreneur? Or maybe you're just getting started and looking at the to-do list that feels like it's a mile long. I want to help you, the busy entrepreneur that's most likely trying to do all the things and juggle everything right now, to get a better understanding of what self-care actually is and how to be able to incorporate self-care into your routine on a daily basis. I often get asked, Heather, how in the world are you able to manage being a full-time single mom, a full-time employee, and run a successful business? I'm going to get really transparent with you, my friend. There's been days, especially when I first started out in this journey, where I felt like I could only get a few more hours in a day, I'd actually be able to survive and make it. Then there were days that I felt like I was on top of the world, that everything was going my way. Then back to those days where I wanted to pull my hair out because my website wasn't collecting leads properly and social media really felt more like a torture chamber more than anything else. I'm going to be totally upfront with you. Some of these pro tips I'll be sharing with you today will take a mindset and mind shift change, but I promise it's going to be absolutely vital to do so if you're looking to maintain good health, build resilience, and work to the best of your ability. If you don't already have a pen and a paper, feel free to pause it right here, right now, and go grab one. You're going to want to take some notes and dive right into applying these to your life immediately. Pro tip one, get your me time during the day. You may not be sitting in a traditional office or even workspace, but scheduling in some me time is super important. Taking a lunch break and a few 10 to 15 minute breaks throughout the day isn't just for those working a 9-to-5 job. Burnout and fatigue is real. It helps to build in some time on your daily calendar to take the necessary breaks. Be sure that you're removing yourself from social media and technology while you feed your body a healthy lunch. Pro tip two, write down your top five priorities daily. If you are finding that you are getting bogged down with your to-do list, fix that by focusing your attention where it's actually needed. Write down your top five priorities each day. When you've completed those top five priorities and there's still time left in your day, feel free to add more. Be sure that you're still leaving room in your day for your me time. When you write down your top five priorities, also make sure that you're writing down how long that task should take you, whether it be a half an hour, 45 minutes, as well as what time you want to accomplish that task. Sometimes when we say to ourselves, I just need to get my social media done today, you officially just gave yourself 16 hours to do one task. Remember, break your tasks down. Pro tip three, change up your environment. All right, friends, I know we're dealing with COVID-19 right now, but go outside and connect to nature. Add in a brisk 20 to 30 minute walk each day that will allow you to clear your mind and recharge. Weekly change up where you're working from as well can help. Grab your laptop and go work outside, maybe at a local coffee shop, local park, or have a co-work day with a fellow entrepreneur. Now, I know with COVID-19, it's a little hard to do some of those things that I just suggested, but as businesses start to open back up, they are going to need your support now more than ever. All right, this is the last pro tip, my friend. Certainly not the least. Pro tip four, listen to a wellness podcast. As you continue to focus on your well-being, listening to podcasts that are centered around personal, emotional, and mental health growth will give you additional ways that you can build wellness into your daily routine. I love the podcast Clear Your Headspace with Lewis Howes and Rich Roll. It's absolutely amazing. All right, friends, self-care is vital to self-preservation, eliminating burnout and looking after our well-being. Let's remove the stigma attached to self-care as an entrepreneur. Self-care is not you being selfish. It's not self-indulgent either, nor is self-care only for those who aren't strong. Self-care shouldn't only be about getting a monthly massage, though I highly recommend that too. It's also not just for the weekends or for trends like hashtag self-care Saturday. I am on a mission to set a different standard within the entrepreneur world and community. I have created hashtag entrepreneur wellness to help encourage entrepreneurs from around the world to take a deeper look into their own personal wellness while also creating a space for our community and further educational discussions around this topic. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Have you applied one or all of the pro tips into your daily life? Or do you have a pro tip that you'd like to share with the entrepreneur community? Use hashtag entrepreneur wellness on social media and be sure to tag us at The Cosmos Co. to share what you're doing to redefine your health and wellness.